The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about the busiest and yet too often slowest time of the year for in-store bankers. The holiday seasons are upon us, and you can tell by how many stores have been selling Halloween candy one section over from where they're also selling Christmas trees. I always get a kick out of that. Now, regardless of which holiday folks are getting ready to celebrate, our grocery stores experience their greatest store traffic during the last 2 months of the year. Store sales are almost always at their highest during this period, and our retailers are often dependent on the holiday season to help make their year. The difference between a bad year and a good year, or a good year and a great year, often rides on their ability to keep customers in these busy stores happy, engaged, and returning during the holiday season. The ironic thing historically for many in-store programs is that as our stores are at their very busiest of the year, new account production is often at its lowest point of the year. Our stores are busy, and yet we seem not to be. And I get it. From personal experience managing an in-store branch back in the Mesozoic era, to later managing a pretty large in-store program, to later working with a few hundred banks and credit unions, I've seen the trends. Folks historically have been hesitant to change banks or do much business during the holiday season when making lots of purchases, taking trips, just dealing with the chaos of work and personal schedules during the holidays. I get it. Now, one can argue that the difficulty of changing banks is far less than in past decades. We've made the process far easier and less disruptive than in the past. But many customers still believe changing banks requires some kind of act of Congress, and they believe they're too busy to do it during the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. My fear is that we too often exacerbate the situation by actually reducing our sales and marketing efforts during the holidays. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. In-store bankers figure that it's the slow time of the year for them, and their outreach efforts reflect it. We tend to throw up a few holiday decorations and, well, blend into the background of these busy stores. That's another ironic part of the holiday seasons for us. When our stores are at the busiest time of the year, it becomes the easiest for our branches to go unnoticed and remain off of customers' radars, so to speak. Sadly, those are lost opportunities. Even if customers, in theory, are not in the bank-switching frame of mind during the holidays, they are still open and receptive to friendly gestures and engaged conversations. And finding ways to actually assist shoppers and make their trips easier and more enjoyable is something your store partner will take note of as well. The assistance you might give him during his busiest season often comes back many-fold down the line. The busy holiday seasons may actually be the best time to solidify yourself as a true partner and asset to your retailer. And whether branches' new account numbers are a little lower, steady, or even higher than normal during this time, always remember that your first quarter of next year is largely being determined by your efforts in the fourth quarter of this year. In-store locations will have more potential customers in their lobbies in the next 2 months than any other type bank or credit union branch during any period of the year. Make sure you and your team are out there taking advantage of the incredible potential walking through your front doors. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.